a peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We continue. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio, inside the convention center at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. And man, I don't know if I've ever seen a better rookie season than the one that my next guest had. And that is the quarterback of the Houston Texans, a game changer, a stud, already a top five quarterback, in my opinion, in the NFL. He is CJ Stroud on behalf of Visa Today. CJ, great to see you. Congratulations on all your success. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thank you for having me.
So I remember the last time I talked to you, I was at the Heisman, and it was right before the college football playoff game up against Georgia, and people were kind of down on you, even though you were a finalist for the Heisman Trophy. And I said to you, I know you haven't made a decision yet on declaring for the draft, but if I'm a GM, why should I take you number one overall? And something that stood out to me, you said, you're more mobile than what people give you credit for, and you hope to put that on display soon. I'm just wondering, since that conversation, we've seen it on the field, have you kind of learned to use your legs and move around the pocket a little bit more?
Yeah, I feel like I've always kind of had that skill. Since I've been a young kid, I'm not like super fast, but I'm pretty elusive, and I can extend plays. And I think I did that my whole career. But people highlight a game and they don't know what's going on behind the scenes, you know. So it was a lot of things that I was dealing with in college that I couldn't run because I was injured or things like that. And I fought through that injury and still tried to play. So I know it's all old news, and I think I'm proving those people wrong right now. So I've been having a ball, you know, extending plays at the next level against the best players in the world.
I thought your draft coverage was bullcrap. Like, if people didn't want you to be the first quarterback, you know, second quarterback, whatever it was, but this S2 cognitive test, like, it had to annoy you, right? That people were basically saying that's why you shouldn't get drafted.
Not necessarily. Like, I wasn't happy about it, but I mean, it wasn't the first time people wrote me off or tried to get me to be less than I knew my potential was, you know. So I really was kind of ready for it in a sense, because I knew something was going to come with the process. It kind of just how it goes
all the time,
you know. So I mean, I was blessed enough to fight through that and still create great relationships with these GMs and the owners and the head coaches. And so I think I have a lot of respect around the league on how I conduct myself in that manner, of course. And then you turn on the film, you can clearly tell that I was a smart quarterback, and I'm still doing it now. So, you know, it's all good. I don't have any ill will or any – I'm not mad at anybody.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't happen to anybody else, but I knew that I was strong enough to go through it.
Talking to CJ Stroud right now, what did this year kind of mean to you? How do you kind of put it into words? Because it was so surreal to watch. I can't imagine actually living through it.
It was special, man. You know, just having the opportunity to start as a rookie from game one all the way into the playoffs. You know, just a lot of learning, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of growing. You know, so I had an amazing time just playing with my teammates and having a great time with them. So, I mean, I just say this season was special. And it's just something I'm going to learn from.
Did you know the night of the draft that you were going to be the second overall pick to the Texans? Because it was clear Panthers were taking Bryce Young, right?
Not really. I didn't know where. I thought I could have went one all the way to 10. You know, like, I didn't know where I was going to go.
Because I remember you were sitting at the draft. We were live on location. And everyone's like, oh, CJ's going to fall. CJ's going to fall. And I'm like, I don't know. I feel like the day when you wake up and you hear someone's going to fall, they don't usually end up falling.
Well, I mean, that's people's opinion and everybody's entitled to their own. But, you know, I live in reality and I'm the person, you know, sitting in the shoes that has to get picked. So I honestly wasn't stressed about it. Like if I dropped, cool. If I got picked early, cool. Because at the end of the day, like it's not in my control. I'm not the one making the decision. I did what I did on film. I had the interviews. I did everything in my power and my control at that point. So at that time, I was kind of relaxed and just ready to figure out where I was going to live for the next couple years.
Yeah. There's this theory out there, and you've obviously heard it, that Frank Reich and Josh McCown, they wanted to draft you. Then David Tepper of the Panthers, the owner, usurped it to get Bryce Young. There's that video with you, McCown, and Reich. It looks like he's trying to start some pickup basketball game or whatever he said. Was any of that stuff like true? The Panthers, did it surprise you when they didn't take you?
I wasn't surprised. I mean, I knew that it was going to be me or Bryce because they told me that they were looking for a quarterback. And I wasn't necessarily saying it wasn't going to be me or it was. I mean, I was kind of just looking at my phone, ready for the phone call if it came. And I seen Bryce and his family excited. And I was just super happy for my brother. You know, at that point, like you see somebody work so hard for so long. I've known Bryce since like the eighth grade. So, to see him accomplish his dreams was just amazing. And, you know, I got picked right after him and you can see his reaction. Then they caught it on video. So, you know, just a lot of things that people were seeing online and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, the Panthers were the ones who made the decision and, you know, that's the decision they made. So at the end of the day, you know, I think Bryce is going to be great there. I know I'm going to be great with the Texans and everything happens for a reason.
It's cool because, you know, I know some of the local guys on Sports Radio 610, you know, part of the same company as we're talking to CJ Stroud. And for 3-4 years, every time we'd bring him on the show, it was like negative story with the Texans. To see DeMeco come in, you come in, Will Anderson Jr. come in with the third overall pick, how you guys just changed that organization with Nick Caserio so quickly, it's pretty damn impressive and cool to see.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been a grind, you know. It's not as easy as it seems. And I know the people who are behind closed doors did a lot of great – I mean, behind the scenes have done a lot of great things that make our team so special. Not just like Nick and DeMeco, they're at the forefront of that, and the McNairs, but just our staff, our janitors, like our cooks, our chefs, our nutritionists, our strength staff, like a lot of people have been great for a long time, and now the world's starting to notice. So, I mean, it's just really special to be a part of something great.
Were you – this may be a weird question for you, but were you surprised the success that you had this year? Because it didn't seem like there was a rookie curve or anything like that. It seemed like you got right into the league and you were elite right away.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I wouldn't say I was surprised. Like, I've always been a confident person. You know, I always, like, have had, like, my worries and my doubts in a sense. But, you know, I know that God has put a special talent into me and a special type of mindset that I knew if I was just confident in myself, that I know I can do anything to crush the strength of me. So I really knew I had a feeling I was going to play good after, like, week one. And really after preseason, like, we played the Dolphins, and then we went to the Saints. And, like, the game really started to slow down around that point. And then we played the Ravens, and they were a great defense. And I still moved the ball down the field pretty well. And then we played the Colts, and I played well. So, like, after that, I got my rhythm, and everything started to slow down.
When you think of where you could eventually go to, because you're number one, you barely turned over the football. Yeah, he had one of the greatest rookie seasons we've ever seen. What do you think the ceiling of CJ Stroud is? Like, how much better do you think you could get?
I think I get a lot better. You know, it's something that I pride myself on is never making a mistake twice, you know, and there's a lot of mistakes that I made this year that hopefully I don't do again, you know, and a lot of mistakes are inevitable. Like what I learned in this league,
you throw the ball 400 times, you're bound to throw a few interceptions.
100%, you know, and the biggest thing for me is just that next play, letting that next play be my best play. So there's a lot of things that I learned this year that I'm going to use next year. And I think the sky's the limit. I don't think there is a limit, to be honest. I don't think the sky or anything. I think whatever the work I put in and whatever God wants for my life is going to happen.
Do you feel like right now you're a top five quarterback in the NFL?
Yes, sir, I do. I think I put it on film. I think my numbers speak for itself, especially missing two games. You know, I think if I didn't miss those two games, my numbers would have been just as good or one of the best in the league. So, and I think you can see the impact I had on my team, you know. So I'm not in the business of, like, arguing I'm top five. I'm not. I really don't care. I mean, I just want to win.
Well, who do you think are the top five quarterbacks in football?
Man, I was quick on the spot. I would say, of course, Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. I would say myself. And then I would probably go
Burrow.
No, I mean, not because he didn't play last year. Okay. Of course, Burrow is like one of my favorite quarterbacks ever. Mm-hmm. But I would say either Tua or Tua Hurts. Or Josh Allen, excuse me.
Okay. So,
but I think I'm like definitely top three, top four.
Growing up, like, who'd you kind of look up to? Like, who were some of the quarterbacks that you watched and you were like, wow, that really impressed you?
Yeah, I watched a lot of Joe Burrow. That's somebody who, like, I watch him, like, he, like, we kind of play a similar type of game. Can make every throw, can extend plays, really smart, you know, make the pocket right, great pocket mobility. So a lot of stuff like that. My favorite player growing up was Mike Vick, and I'm not nothing like Mike Vick. You know, he's a dog. He can run his tail off, but I'm not that good of a runner. But he was my favorite player. And then Deshaun Watson was also I was a big fan of his.
Talking to CJ Stroud right now. When we get to this game on Sunday, from a quarterback perspective, like, what else is there to say about Patrick Mahomes? But the conversation around Brock Purdy is fascinating. You know, people want to call him a system quarterback, game manager, good quarterback. It doesn't matter to me. I want your quarterback cap on, though. What do you see when you watch Brock?
Yeah, I think there's a unfair bias on Brock because he's on a great team. But at the same time, to play quarterback and be in the Super Bowl, you have to be great yourself. And don't get me wrong, like, this is a team sport. You want great teammates. Like, I would love to, like, have, you know what I'm saying? I do have great teammates that help me, you know? So I don't think Brock is getting the right treatment. I think he's a great quarterback. I think definitely he's a top 10 quarterback in his league. And he's going to continue to prove people wrong. You know, I love watching his game. It's very accurate. He's very mobile. He gets, because we're in a similar type of offense. He gets the ball in the right player's hands at the right time. He doesn't force the ball. And honestly, there's nothing easy or basic about being an NFL quarterback. So, I mean, I have a ton of respect for that guy, and I think he's a great quarterback.
All right, the biggest conversation with this Super Bowl is Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. You think they're going to end up getting married one day? I kind of feel like there's going to be wedding bells between them two.
No comment. I really don't care. Like, shout out Trav. Trav's my dog. Like, I know he's not worried about who I'm dating. So
yeah.
No.
But the coverage of it is wild. It really
is.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, it's what's hot right now. It's the world we live in, and Taylor Swift's a great artist, and Travis Kelce's the best tight end ever played football. So yeah, Travis is a good friend of mine, and I have a lot of respect for that dude, and he showed me a lot of love and gave me a lot of great advice. So you know, shout out to Travis and Taylor.
Tom Brady's my favorite quarterback of all time. You know, following Brady as closely as I have, he really liked Lamar Jackson a few years ago. He's really grown to like you. I know you have a little bit of a relationship with Tom Brady. How did you guys kind of link up?
Through a mutual friend, Michael Rubin.
Oh, okay.
Who,
Fanatics.
Yeah, yeah, and then Mike Rubin's been amazing to me. Just a lot of leadership from him, a lot of fellowship, just being a big brother to me, and I have a lot of love for Rube. And he connected us. And me, Will, Levis, Anthony Richardson, and Bryce sat down at lunch.
Oh, with that rookie symposium, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
we sat down at lunch with Tom and Travis Scott, and they just gave us game, you know, for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and that's when me and Tom met, and we really didn't talk much after that. And then I did his podcast after we played the Bengals, I believe. And I grabbed his number, and I've been, you know, in contact with him ever since. And he's a really great mentor, and he's giving back, which I appreciate.
You're a humble guy, CJ Stroud, but who was the one text message or like DM that you got this year? Because everyone was talking about you, right? Sensational rookie season. Who was the one person you're like, wow, I can't believe that this person just reached out to me that you were even starstruck with? Anyone?
Not necessarily. I don't really go through my DMs much. Yeah. I've gotten a lot of love from like a lot of rappers I used to listen to.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's kind of cool. Excuse me. So yeah, I've gotten really cool with Quavo.
That's awesome.
With Migos. Yeah, man, he's a great artist, but man, he's even a better friend, you know. So he's showing me a lot of love, and you know, just he's a really big football fan too. So Quavo is probably one of the people that I remember that like I met. I'm like, dang, Quavo knew who I am, you know what I'm saying?
Why should you ever – you're going to win Rookie of the Year. But why should you win it over Puka Nacua, who, if it was any other year, I think he would have won Rookie of the Year?
Honestly, like, I don't know. That's up for other people to decide. I think Puka – me and Puka trained together our whole offseason.
Oh, you guys have a good relationship?
Yeah, so that was my brother. Like, we hooped together. We went out to eat. Like, we were together for about, like, 6-7 months straight. So, he's a great player. He works really hard. Comes from a great family. And I mean, I'm just super proud of that dude, you know? So, I mean, if I win it, cool. If I don't, I'm not tripping. It's like, I'm not really in it for the accolades. See, I just want to,
I'm telling
respect.
You have like, if I'm describing a franchise quarterback, you're right there.
Thanks, man.
Because seriously, you say all the right things. You go out on the field, you played your ass off this year, but you know what's going to happen now. People are going to be like, Texans are one hit wonders, not going to be able to repeat this. Why is this just the beginning? Why are you guys only going to keep on getting better? You tell me.
Just because, I mean, it's up to us. It's not up to anybody. Like, that's what people are paid to do, is to talk. We're paid to play, you know? So I'm going to go out there and do what I'm paid to do and try to execute at a high level. And, you know, if it doesn't happen this year, it doesn't happen. It's people got to understand it's part of the game. You know, I know a lot of people want these clickbaits and all these, these videos where they're right or they're wrong. Like, it doesn't really matter to me. Like, at the end of the day, I live in reality, and I love this sport, and I have a lot of respect for this sport. So I'm not gonna come up here and just tell people I'm gonna be the greatest thing since sliced bread, because I know that's not reality. Like, you have to put in the work. You have to be able to meet opportunity with work, and hopefully that matches up. And sometimes you go out there and you lay an egg, you know. So I'm just really excited for next year and for that next challenge, because it's not going to be easy, and nothing in my life has ever been easy. So I'm really excited just to play another year with my teammates and my brothers. So I don't really care what other people got to say, and I respect everybody's opinion. But, you know, it's up to us to go out there and execute.
You got the awesome zip up right here with Visa. Yeah, you tell me what we're doing today with Visa. What do we got cooking? What's on the credit card docket?
So, yeah, I've been working with Visa for about 2 years now. And, I mean, it's been amazing just what they stand for, working with fans and trying to help people maximize their potential, and really just set goals and reach those goals. And that's something I can relate to, being a professional athlete, you know. So it's been amazing working with them. And we really just want people to understand, like, their potential and get to that at the highest level, and knowing that I'm in the same race as them on that journey, you know. So we have the Fandium Pandium booth over there that I did the meet and greet today, and we'll be around this week. So man, it's been an honor working with Visa.
What impressed you the most about D'Amico Ryans, by the way?
Really just his aura, you know, his personality, his vibrant personality, just how positive he is, even though, like, sometimes he's not a negative coach, you know, like, he's not that guy. He's not that guy to come and just like yell at you for no reason. He's going to just keep it real. But he's going to set a standard. And if you don't meet that standard, you stick out like a sore thumb. And honestly, me and Will came in with that same mindset. Yeah. Cause honestly, we didn't always have winners in the locker room, in our organization. And it took a while for us to get guys to learn how to win. And, you know, to have the preparation the right way. And D'Amico has been at the forefront of that. So, man, I've been blessed enough to be able to learn from such a great coach.
CJ Stroud, before we let you run, once again, on behalf of Visa, and you've been great on this show today, and you had an unbelievable season. Marvin Harrison Jr., I think he's the best player, period, in this draft. No disrespect to any of the quarterbacks. And all we do is talk about quarterbacks. You were a teammate of his at Ohio State. Is it just like when you watch him, you just know that's going to be a dude that's going to be a Hall of Famer one day?
Yeah, when you talk about, like, everybody talks about, like, the prototypical guy, like, he's fast, he's big, he has releases, he has routes. Marv is – my thing, what I look for first, is he a dog? Like, is he somebody who wants the ball every play? And that's that guy right there, you know. Like you said, he's the best player in the world coming out of college. And quarterback or not, like, I have a lot of respect for the quarterback coming up in this class as well. But at the end of the day, I think if you're looking for the most complete, the most polished, the most NFL game ready week one to make an impact on an NFL team, Marvin Harrison's that guy for you. So I'm super proud of that dude, man. He's the hardest worker I've ever met in my life, other than my mom probably. But, yeah. You know, so like he's just a dog in everything he does. So just a lot of respect and just proud of him.
All right. I know you got to bounce. I don't want to keep you here all day. Last one for CJ Stroud. Your favorite memory from this season is what?
I would say winning that playoff contention game against the Colts and then winning the playoff game at home, beating Cleveland. That was a big moment.
Well, hey, best of luck. I can't wait to see what's going to happen the rest of your career. Keep on proving people wrong, and thanks for doing this.
My man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, brother.
A Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.